Blog Talk Radio.
Come on.
Guest with us tonight in the person of Miss Angelique Gale, and she has a lot to share with us on tonight. You have time to go tell somebody, get them on the line, tell them to come on, sign on, call in, whatever it is they need to do so that they can hear what this woman of God has to share with us tonight. Our dial-in number is 347-843-4591. 347-843-4591. Now listen, if you want to join in on our conversation, just press 1 at any time, and we'll take your comments, your questions for Angelique as we go forward on tonight. We're grateful that you've decided to join us. And before we go further, let's just look to the Lord. God, we thank you and just ask that you will let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Our special guest is going to be talking with us tonight on how to make it through your job season. Wow, so this is something that's very intriguing as a subject, and I'm sure you're waiting to hear. This young woman has made a lot of accomplishments in her life, her young life. She's a PR strategist, she's an editor, a writer, a graphic designer, an all-out businesswoman. And I'll have you know that she is the founder and CEO of the Gale Agency. So she'll talk a little bit more about that tonight. But tonight she's going to share some major points on how to get us through our job season, getting to the place where God has already set up for us. He's getting it together for us. He's done this before the foundation of the world. You know, nothing comes without great opposition. Nothing comes without some disappointment. And growth surely doesn't come without discomfort. Those are some quotes from Angelique. So I want us, without further ado, to be able to welcome her and hear what the Lord has placed on her heart for us on tonight. Angelique, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Well, welcome, 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 my dear sister. We're just so grateful to have you with us tonight, joining us on When Passion Meets Purpose. We certainly believe that it is God's will that our passion would intersect with our God-given purpose. And we
Absolutely.
Believe that that has we believe that has happened for you. And so tonight, I'm just excited to hear what you have to share with the listeners with regard to the subject that you're coming with, how to make it through your job season. So if you want to say anything else about yourself and then go right into that, you know, then you can go forward. Thank you again.
You're very welcome. It's never, ever a problem for me to do the work of the Lord. Anytime I'm asked, I always do it willingly and with an open and cheerful heart. As far as my current season that I'm in, I'm currently in a Job season since January until now. We all know the story of Job and how, you know, he was practically perfect, you know. God was like, that's my best one. He's my best servant. You know, he was prosperous. He had cattle. He had sheep. He had wealth. He had family. He had everything pretty much going well in his life. And God, you know, allowed the enemy to pretty much, you know, attack him. Told him not to do was kill him. Do not kill him. You know, and so you know, he said, you know, don't kill my servant.
Right.
And
his life. Mm-hmm.
But he even with everything, the first thing that happened was all his cattle and his sheep, they left. You know, they all died. The person came back, ran back to Job and said, you know, I was the only thing that survived to let you know. And then after that, his children went. And then his wife told him, you know, just curse God and you'll be just curse God and die, you'll be fine. And even through everything that happened to him, 10 different things happened to him within a very short period of time. And everybody was telling him, you know, just give up on God, just curse God and everything will be fine. You'll be fine. You know, clearly God has forsaken you. Everybody he knew was telling him, why do you believe in this God? Why are you serving this God? And he's making all of these things happen to you. And still, Job believed with everything in him that God would get him through it. And so that's what I'm here to tell people tonight. God will get you through it. Everything isn't always going to go right, or as we plan. If God told you that everything was, that you were going to go through to fulfill your purpose, then you would never start your journey, ever.
Right.
If God told me I was going to face some of the stuff that I'm facing as I started to embark on my own journey, I'm sure I wouldn't have started. And this year, and it's only April, we're 4 months into the year, my finances have been attacked. Somebody ran into the back of my car the other day. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. But even in the midst of all of those storms and all of those battles, I am still standing and I still have an unspeakable joy and an unspeakable peace. Like, I don't know where it's coming from. It has to be God. It's just you always always have these encounters where it's just like, it is nothing but God that is keeping me sane and in my right mind. And I want everyone to know that if God shows you your vision, as long as you have breath in your body, you know it's not over. It is not the end. If you're not where God has called you to be, it is not the end. It doesn't matter what comes up against you, you know. And so I tell people all the time, I was like, are you where you're supposed to be? If you know you're not supposed to be there, then you're nowhere near the end. You just have to keep fighting, you have to keep going, and you have to keep persevering. Everything you go through really is setting you up for your destiny. We all ask God for things in our lives, and where we are currently, we aren't able or suited to handle the responsibility of what we're asking for. And the only way you become responsible enough to handle what you're asking for is if you have to go through something. God has to see if he can trust you with what you're asking for. Because once you get it, he's going to get the glory. And he's not going to put his name on anything that isn't right. You know, and so you have to be able to endure what you're going up against to even have a testimony to tell. Because God isn't going to take you somewhere and not give you a testimony to tell the next person behind you, you can do it, and people are waiting on your destiny. And testimonies don't come without having tests and trials. You know what I mean?
That's
and so
right.
that's what I'm here to tell people. You have to be able to endure and get over your hurdles. And getting over your hurdles, most of it is getting over yourself. It is not
right.
about you. What we go through is not about us. It's not for us. It is for us.
Amen.
As believers. Nothing we go through is for us. And if you think it's about you, you're so far from where God has called you to be. Called you to be, and so I know it's not over for you. You know, you have a lot
Amen.
More to endure. You have a lot more things to go through. Still in that child mindset of it's all about me and God. Why me?
Me?
It's not why you. It's God. You need to start asking God, what are you trying to teach me? What is the lesson that I need to learn from this? Because one thing I have learned throughout my life is if you go through something and you don't get the lesson that you are supposed to pull from it, God will keep sending you back to that same test and that same trial if you don't get
and
the
I know
lesson
that's
from
true.
It. You know what I mean? And so you have to be able to pull the lesson from everything you go through and stop playing the victim and saying, why me? Why not you? Why do you want to be somebody else? You know what I mean? And so it's just little things like that that we as believers have to understand why we're going through certain things and being uncomfortable. Most of this growth, like I said, it doesn't come without discomfort. You know, you're not always going to be comfortable. Most of the time, you're not going to be comfortable. A lot of the things that I do and a lot of things that I take on, you know, I want to do it. Yes, I love what I do, but sometimes when the task is really big, I always question. I'm just like, Lord, you're going to have to help me get through this because I don't know if I can do this, you know, and it's very uncomfortable, but that's what you have to do. Your challenges don't get smaller. You just have to get bigger. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And so you just have to keep taking, you take it on, and each time you go at it, you just have to have big faith and be like, God, if you brought me to this, then that means that I can get through this. You have to help me because you brought me here. You know, and sometimes I have
Amen.
To have that talk with God. I'm like, God, you're going to have to do this because you brought me here just like that. You know, and so you just have to be able to understand and believe that God is bringing you through all of this for a reason. And please do not miss the lesson in don't get caught up so much in what you're going through that you miss the lesson that you're supposed to be learning. Because in you learning those lessons, you are supposed to go back and teach someone else, like, hey, this is what I did. I've been through that, and this is how you maneuver through that. Which brings me to my fourth point of getting through your Job season. One is, remember, sometimes you have to lose to win. In order for Job to really understand the goodness and the mercy of God and to understand why he was such a huge and undoubting believer of God, even when times were tough, it got to a point in his life where he literally had nothing. His servants wouldn't even serve him. They did not answer him when he called. And it got to a point where he was practically emaciated, like, he was skin and bones. People didn't even recognize him. His friends didn't want to deal with him. He lost everything. And this is a wealthy man who served God with everything in him, and he was pretty much perfect, you know. And so every time I read the story, I just think, I was like, we're so far from perfect, and we make mistakes every day, and sometimes we doubt God and we question him and all this good stuff. And even his best servant, he brought trials and tribulations to. And I was like, well, who am I that you're not going to give me trials and tribulations and I mess up every day? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so Job had to lose a lot. But in the end, God restored it 20 times over than what he had. And the only reason God did that is because he never once turned his face away from God. He questioned God. He did ask, you know, God, what's happening? I serve you. I do this. I do that. You know, why are you bringing this up to me? And that's perfectly fine. It's human nature to wonder why these things are happening, where you're just like, why me? This should be happening to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he lost mm-hmm. big, but he also gained big in the end because he stayed true to God. And once you get to a point where you can really be in your circumstance and you can still question God, but you still have this conscious mind and you have made the decision to not doubt God or to not turn your face away from God, God will never leave you or forsake you. And so you have to have that conscious mind to keep going. You have to have that conscious mm-hmm. mind, even in the face of everybody saying, just give up. Even in the face of saying everybody saying, you know, who is this God you're serving because he's not helping you, you know. Or even in the face mm-hmm. of, you know, people mocking you for saying you love God, but look at what he's doing to you. You know, you love God. Here I am. I'm sitting. I'm eating. I'm fat and I'm healthy. And I don't believe in God, but you love God. And here you are, and you're eating pretty much gravel. Even in the face of all of the mockery that he endured, still he said, I trust God. And he still did not turn his face away from God. And so sometimes you have to lose in order to win. Second point of getting through your Job season is to understand that delayed does not mean denied. Job asked God multiple times. He asked him over and over and over, just if you would just give me this, I'll be okay. If you would just give me this, I'll be God. Whenever he asked, God didn't grant it right then. He didn't grant it right then, but Job still held out hope that God will come through, that God would do it for him. He didn't know how. He didn't know when, but he always held on to God is going to do it for me. He's going to do it for me. He has to. He has to do it for me. I served him. I did everything he asked me to do. I made sure my kids were brought up under the word. I did the best that I could with them. He took them from me. And he went back and forth in his mind. He battled every single day. He battled himself, and he battled the people who were unbelievers and the people who were believers. Every day he was fighting three different battles. Every day. Yeah. Until God restored him, you know. And so even in his asking, never spoke. He never said anything to him. And Job was still going through. He was just going through. And sometimes we have to remember that even though we're going through and God isn't answering how we want him to answer, or he's not speaking where we want him to speak, it does not mean he's not there. It just means that it's Amen. Not his time to intervene. You know, you have to go through some things. Like, I always remember this quote that everybody always says, and it says the teacher is always silent during the test, you know. And so you have to go through. God wants to see how you're going to react to certain things. Well, if I want to see how you're going to react, I can't make any facial expression signaling you not to go a certain way, you know. So you have to go through that. God is going to be silent sometimes, and he's just going to be like, okay, I'm going to let you go through, and let's see mm-hmm. how you respond. Let's see how you react. Let's see how far you've really come. Let's see if mm-hmm. you really are prepared for this that you're asking for.
Yeah.
Because we ask for
That's
a lot.
A good point,
but a
you
lot
know?
Of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
you
I didn't
for...
cut you off, because that was
okay.
that's good. I think that's a good point that you make. I think that's where most people get sidetrack is during the what seems to be the delay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
so God must have forgotten about me. So then we are so prone to get off track is during that period that you're talking about in terms of the delay, what seems to be denial, but it's not. It's just simply
not at
delay.
All.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's simply delay. Mm-hmm. You know, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we all ask for things, and I know all of we ask God for a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things, you know. And so, but what we don't realize is some of the things we're asking for, we never think about the responsibility that comes along with those things. If you give a child a gold chain, they're going to eat it and suck on it as though it is a pacifier, because that is the stage in life that they're in. The way that they learn things is through tasting. That's how they learn what something is, whether or not something is good or bad. Tasting. They have no idea that you do not put a chain in your mouth because they are naive and ignorant to that fact. Same thing with us as believers. You say, I want to preach. Do you understand the responsibilities that come with being a preacher? You are held to accountability on a whole nother level. People's souls are literally in your hands. That is a huge responsibility. But all you priestly garments and the Sunday morning worship service, that's packed. But do you know what that pastor had to go through to build that church to that level? Do you understand what he's still going through with members and a whole lot of other things that's coming up against him to test him? Are you worthy? Are you strong enough to handle the blessing that I've given you? And so we have to think of not just what we're asking for, but what comes along with it. And the more, the bigger scale of the things that you want is your test is going to match just that. The magnitude of what you're asking for, the magnitude of your test is going to be just as equal. So you want to be great, you're going to go through some great things. You are going to have some great tests, and you're going to have some great trials and tribulations. But that's not to stop you from saying, God grant me. That's not to stop you, but it's just to let you know you're going to have to endure some things. Don't go in ignorant thinking that you're going to have this perfect little plan and everything is going to go according to plan. You know, that's very naive. But I will tell you, you're going to go through some things to get to the place you're supposed to be. Now, once God gives you your vision, he's not going to tell you what you have to go through to get there. So you're really going to have to endure and persevere and have the mind, that your mind completely set on him, not on what you're going through, not even so much on the vision, but set on him so he can get you through. And then three, you have to know that as long as there's still breath in your body, it is not over. It's not over. Man. If you wake up the next morning, I don't care how bad your day was before, you may have been told no in everything you asked for, and it may be integral to get you where you're supposed to be, and everybody is telling you no, everybody is doubting you, you're starting to get fearful. It does not matter. As long as there's breath in your body, it's not over. You're still here for a purpose, and that means you really haven't reached your purpose. You're not there yet. You wake up every morning. God isn't just going to wake you up and just be like, do what you want. No, you're here for a reason, a divine and appointed reason. So, and so as long as there's breath in your body, just keep going. I don't care what you're going through. Just keep going. Don't complain. Don't complain. Because once you start complaining, you start blocking your blessings. You do. It doesn't matter what you're going through. You could be in the midst of a storm. You thank God for the storm. Thank God for the storm because there's always somebody who is worse than you. About a year and a half ago, I was joking the other day with one of my friends. I was like, you know, I'm not where I want to be, but I'm so far from where I used to be. I used to have to walk to the train. I used to walk to the grocery store. Grocery store was like a mile and a half from where I used to live. And I used to walk to the grocery store instead of taking a taxi or driving. I used to walk to the grocery store because I was determined. I was like, you know, struggle builds character. So I'm going to lug my groceries from the grocery store to home. And this is when I first started my weight loss journey, and I was like, you know, I'm going to start walking from the grocery store with my groceries. And I did that walk, like maybe every 3 days I would do the walk, every 3 days. And it was literally for me to discipline myself to watch what I'm purchasing from the grocery store. Because if you have to lug your groceries, you are not going to get a cart full of things. You're not going to pick up a cart full of things because you have to carry it back. So you're very strategic in what you need and in what you want. You really start learning, okay, do I need this? And you're in there battling in the middle of the aisle. Do I need this or do I really want this? Now, if I carry this, then I can't have this because it's going to be too heavy for me to carry all the way home. You know, and so you teach yourself discipline. And it was funny that I went through that because at the same time, I was telling God, I need to get my finances in order and I need to lose weight. Well, when you walk from the grocery store a mile and a half there and a mile and a half back,
mm-hmm.
you're going to save money because you're not picking up everything off the shelf. And you're going to get your exercise in because you just walked 3 miles. Right. So it's just little things like that that it's just, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I say you have to understand that there's responsibility that comes with everything you ask God for. You know, my testimony is it's a hodgepodge of stuff. It's from weight loss to school, being stressed, being overworked. You know, I have so many different facets of my life that I have a testimony to tell and to talk about, but those are things that I ask God for. You know, and one day I'm sure he's going to allow me to tell it all in one form or another. But it's just little things like that when it's like you're asking God for all these things, but, okay, how are you going to get there? You got to be disciplined. You have to be disciplined, you know. And
right.
So just a little thing, even something as simple as like how I just said, the whole grocery store incident. To some people, it's just like, that don't make sense. That's insignificant. Like, okay, you're walking to the grocery store. Why are you walking to the grocery store? It's just a grocery store run. But in me walking to the grocery store, it disciplined what I put in my cart. Even today, I have a car now, and I still am in that mindset of watch what you buy at the grocery store. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
and that was just one test in one little, I guess, 6 months of my life, 6 or 7 months of my life. That was just one itty-bitty part. But for the rest of my life, I've learned the lesson of if you want to keep this weight off, watch what you buy at the grocery store. If you want to save money, watch what you buy at the grocery store. Like, you don't need everything that you buy that's at the grocery store. You know, that little thing taught me two different lessons. And so that's what I mean when I say make sure you get the lesson you're supposed to have out of everything that you go through. Because it's a waste to go through something and you learn absolutely nothing. Like to go through hell and you're fighting and you're trying to figure out why and what's going on and you still come out and there you have learned nothing, it's going to happen again. It's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And so that brings me to my next point. The last and final point is no matter what you're going through, count it all joy. Because everything we're going through is setting us up for where we want to go and where we want to be in life and where we want to be in God, it doesn't feel good at the time you're going through it. But when you get to that place you are called to be, everything, all the pieces will fall into place and you'll understand why you had to endure some things. So, yes, it's rough, but be joyful about it because as you grow, the more you grow, is the closer you're getting to where God wants you to be as a person and in him. You know, so just count it all joy. You know, you're here, you're alive, you're breathing. Be grateful about that. And I know that's just the basis of being grateful because I know everybody has so much more that they are grateful for. But just being alive in your right mind and healthy, that's just the basis. I'm sure you can have so much more to add to why you have joy. You know what I mean? And so having joy really does come with being in a place in God that you're secure. You may not be secure in what's going on in your life, in your finances, in your fitness goals or whatever material or tangible things that you have in your mind right now. But joy really comes from being secure in God. You know what I mean? And so happiness is temporary. It's temporary. It's based on what's going on now, how you feel now, if the sun is shining, if it's raining. Your happiness, your mood is going to switch. But joy is just feeling completely and totally secure in God and knowing that he is going to get you to that place that you need to be. That is joy. And so whatever you're going through, count it all joy. Because if you're going through something, that means God has not forgotten you. Now, when you stop going through things, you have to be like, God, is everything okay? Did you give up on me? That's when you have to start questioning it. You know, because his strongest people, you know, he gives the toughest battle to. So if it's been a couple of months and you're just like, wait, now everything has been perfect and everything has been going good, you might want to start questioning, God, can you say something? Can you, you know, let me know you still love me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So,
God
you know,
is faithful. Mm-hmm.
He's absolutely faithful. And so count it all joy. Count it all joy. Even when you've been stripped of everything you've worked for, Job certainly was, and he was stripped of everything, family, finances, servants, house, anything you can think of. Back in the day, they rode cattle, so his cattle was his transportation, I guess. He lost everything. His friends turned their backs on him, all of that. He lost it all. But he didn't lose his mind. He did not lose his mind. And God restored everything to him tenfold and then some, because he never, ever turned his face away from him. So if there's anything that any of you listening on the line tonight can take away from this, is to always, always, always keep your faith in God, not in man and not in what man is saying or doing. Don't focus on their riches. Don't focus on, because you don't know what people had to go through to get what they have. You don't know what they're going through to keep what they have. I always say that. You know, I have little nieces and nephews who they're like, look, I want that. That girl has this. That girl has that. You don't know what she has to go through to keep that. Are you
right.
ready to go through what she went through to keep that? You know. So don't focus on what other people are doing and what they have, but focus on where you're supposed to be in Christ and in God, and just don't turn your face away from him, and you will always, always, always succeed. No matter what you're going through, you will succeed as long as your faith is in him.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, you make a good point. I want to say, too, you know, you're one who is constantly admonishing us with regard to, you know, getting out there and doing what God has called us to do, even as entrepreneurs and what have you. So I apologize for misspeaking early on and saying that you were taking us through our job season, but you've certainly walked us through our Job season. And so you do, you know, counsel and share with us on both levels in terms of getting through and getting to that place where we are taking authority over what God has given us, even in the arena of the material and those things that God has given us related to that workforce. But then tonight you talked about our Job season and just remembering that sometimes we have to lose to win. And I think that's something that's very profound to think about. And also how you told us that our challenges don't get smaller, but we have to get bigger. You know, our faith has to grow and be built. And for us to understand that, you know, delay is not denial. And as I said before, I think that's where a lot of people, you know, begin to see their hope wane and they begin to fall back, if you will, is because it seems like God has taken a long time to deliver on what he's shown to us, you know?
Yeah.
But you came back to remind us tonight that that's not, you know, that's not a denial. Just because it seems to be taking a while, because God is making us. And I love how you said, as long as there's breath in our bodies, then it's not over. And somebody needs to hear that tonight. As long as there's breath in your body, it's not over. And, you know, sometimes we say it another way, Angelique, we say it's not over till God says it's over.
And
that
yeah.
is the truth. Yeah, it's not over till God says it's over. And I know somebody's probably wondering, well, then how is it that I'm supposed to count all this joy? How do I count it joy when I'm going through, you know, so very much? But I think you said it well in that it doesn't mean that we're just happy and, you know, skipping and jumping and hopping around, but joy is so much deeper than just being based upon our circumstances and what makes us happy. Yeah, but it's that solid place in Christ, like you said, that causes us to be able to count our situation as something that we can be joyful about, because we know God's in control. You know, he's in control. Yeah. So I think you just really gave us a lot to chew on and think about with regard to our circumstances. I certainly want to remind any of the listeners, if they have comments or questions, to just press 1 so that we can get those in before we leave the line. And while we're waiting to see if anybody does have a comment on tonight with regard to getting through their Job season, I want to say that we're thanking God for you and expecting that perhaps you'll come back and dig a little bit deeper. Maybe on next week we can talk a little bit more and go down the road on some of these areas a little bit, or even share with regard to something else, because God is doing so many things in your life that I'm sure you'll probably want to share with the listeners about. I'm excited about what God is doing with you in terms of your full-service PR firm, the Gale
I'm
Agency.
Excited. Yes, I'm excited.
Yes, and you all listeners have to hear more about that, where she's specializing in branding and marketing and growth strategy for those of you who are dealing with nonprofits and even religious organizations. She's the go-to person, and congratulations to the Gale Agency, because you guys are coming up on your one year
and
your anniversary celebration, right, in May.
Yes,
so
that one year mark. Yes, it's so awesome. But I'll definitely be joining you all next week. Definitely, I'll be back. We can delve into this. We're gonna delve into this a little bit more. But dealing with the mental aspect of it, and just, you know, having that winning mindset. Because I really want the people of God to know that the challenges that people face, and I'm big on it because I see it every day, where people want it so badly, and they really get caught, their minds get caught up in this wanting it phase, and I'm just like, don't just want it for yourself. You know, just get out of that whole wanting it for yourself mentality. But so I definitely want to come back, and we're going to get biblical, but we're going to talk about having a witness mind, and we're going to delve a little bit. We're going to still be talking about Job and his season. Today was just a huge overview of some of the things that I wanted to talk about, but next week we'll definitely get to the nitty-gritty of having a winner's mind, with still using Job as our example and some other.
All right, that'll be powerful, having a winner's mind. Listen, you all don't want to miss that. I'm asking you now to just begin this week telling people to come back and join us. Join us on next Monday evening from 7:30 to 8:30. We're going to be here. Angelique Gale will be back. Tonight we just wanted to give you an overview just to kind of whet your appetites and get you to listen in a little bit on what this young woman has to share. And certainly she'll have more to share with us on next week as she joins us. Well, yeah, so we dropped your call for just a minute there, Angelique. So if you want to just give parting words to our listeners tonight, we have a short broadcast tonight, but next week we'll be on Monday evening from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So you all make sure and let your friends and your loved ones know to come back and join us as she talks with us about the winning mindset on next week. Well, I think her call dropped again. But listen, we are excited about what God is doing. God is doing so much in the kingdom, and he is really pushing us toward living out our purpose, you know, and causing us not to be apprehensive about what it is that he's placed at our hand to do. You know, trust God. Trust God. Angelique, did you get back in? I wanted you to be able to just
I'm
say.
I'm here.
All right. So did you have any parting words as we're closing out tonight?
I don't. I just really want to encourage people to listen in next week, as well as every week that you're on. I really want you all to listen, because, you know, Pastor Leslie, you have powerful testimonies and powerful words on here every week, and I think this is just a rich environment for even people who are babies in Christ. I think this is a rich environment and atmosphere for them to be in. But definitely tune in next week, and we're going to delve, like I said, deeper to talk about Job and how to have a winning mindset just to get through life in general. But that was it. I thank you for having me. And like I said, I will be on here next week.
All right. Well, we look forward to having you back with us. Now, listen, before we go, can I ask you this? Is it still time for those who are entrepreneurs and business owners to hear something from you next week with regard to your one-year anniversary all-white affair?
Oh, absolutely.
If they want to come in May? All right.
Absolutely.
So listen up. We want you to stay tuned. It's going to be something that's grand, and we want you to be a part of it. So, Angelique, thank you so much. Listeners, we look forward to having you back with us next week on When Passion Meets Purpose. God bless you. God bless the people of God everywhere. Continue to walk in favor is our prayer.